Talk, talk to me. WSRadio.com. Welcome to Comics Talk Comedy with your hosts, Jeffrey Bilodeau and Jesse Egan.
All right, it's another week of Comics Talk Comedy. No Jesse Egan this week. He has some kind of acting class. But fortunately, my guest is in studio, John Stenning, everybody. Hello.
Hey, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
No problem. How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Good, thanks. Did you have any shows this week?
This past week, I did Live at the Gas Lamp with Dallas McLaughlin at ACC.
How was that?
Yeah, it was good. I did a sketch with Jimmy Calloway and Jeffrey Berner. We were the Wombats, a motorcycle gang.
Okay.
Wombats with a Z, of course.
To make it extra scary?
Yeah, the S
scary?
And the Z. Yeah, yeah. We're
S and Z.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, the S is silent.
Okay, but the Z is not silent.
No, the Z is, you
pronounce the Z. Yeah. That's probably why Jeffrey was wearing a leather jacket last night at Winston's.
Yeah, he just has a leather jacket now.
Okay.
I think it was Jimmy's. I don't want to speak for Jeffrey.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure it was Jimmy's. It fit Berner pretty well.
Yeah.
He looked good in it, so he let him keep it.
Yeah, last week at Winston's, Jeffrey showed up with a tight shirt. I didn't realize how ripped he is.
He's been wearing that tight shirt.
Yeah.
With like the three buttons at the top.
Yeah.
That one? Yeah.
Yeah. He's cut.
Yeah, he's cut. It's a wrestling background.
Yeah. That's good. So is that your crew, Jeffrey and Jimmy?
Yeah, they're my crew, I guess. First time I did ACC open mic, which was the second open mic I did here in San Diego because I'm not from here.
Okay. What was the first one you did?
The first one I did was Kumite.
Okay.
But I didn't get up during the competition. I got up afterwards, like just during the open mic, and everyone had left.
Okay.
So I was like pretty sour when I left there. There were only like three people inside, you know. So
and they were
like,
either just comics probably?
Yeah, just comics. And I mean, during Kumite, there was a decent amount of people who like hung out inside.
How did you even find out about it?
I think I posted on the San Diego Reddit page.
Okay.
Like, hey, I'm new to town. I was wondering if anyone knows about comedy. And someone forwarded me to a Tumblr page that had an outdated open mic list.
Okay.
But that one was still true to its word. It was all like people who don't host the mics anymore.
Okay.
Listed, and there were some like listed on the wrong days and stuff. And yeah, it seems pretty dated now that I kind of know what's
right.
going on.
I think I made that list.
Did you?
A long time ago, like 3 years ago.
But hey, it worked for me. I found Kumite, and then someone told me about ACC after.
So how much did you hate San Diego comedy when Kumite was your first?
I hated it so much. I was so disappointed. And I didn't move here specifically for comedy, but I'm from Rhode Island.
All right.
And so the Providence comedy scene is pretty small.
Yeah.
Most people just go up to Boston.
Okay.
It's pretty small. And I was like, San Diego will definitely be better than this. And
well, what brought you here?
I don't know. I just really wanted a change of pace.
Okay.
Quality of life, I think. Just wasn't generally a happy
person. You come here by yourself?
I came here with my girlfriend, long-term girlfriend. We've been together for 6 years.
Okay.
And we both moved here together.
All right.
Yeah.
How is she liking it?
She loves it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I love it too.
Is she a comic?
No. She works at an elementary school.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kind of the opposite.
Yeah, the exact opposite. She has a very normal life.
Do you work a day job?
Kind of, sort of. I work freelance in the motion picture industry,
okay.
which is the most pretentious way to say what I do.
You're unemployed?
Yeah, I'm unemployed. I work like, 2 or 3 days a week. People hire me as a freelancer. Like, nothing is ever very long term.
In San Diego or you have to go to L.A.?
I go to L.A. probably like 1/3 of the time that I do jobs.
Okay.
There's a lot of like reality shows that are shot around San Diego, So like 2 or 3 days I worked for like Food Network this past weekend.
All right.
So it's always like stuff like that. Just like really small stuff, run and gun. Like you're just running around to different locations.
And is that like an hourly pay or you get set?
I get a day rate.
Okay.
Yeah. Which is usually based on a 10-hour day, sometimes a 12-hour day.
Yeah, those days can be long, though.
Yeah, they can be long. One time I worked 20 hours.
Yeah.
I was doing a lot of commercial work back in Rhode Island for Hasbro Toys.
Is that a thing? They have commercial work in Rhode Island?
Yeah, because Hasbro's based in Rhode Island.
Hasbro is kids' toys?
Yeah, kids' toys. So, like, Transformers, My Little Pony, Littlest Pet Shop. I worked on all those commercials.
That's creepy.
Like, Avengers toys. Yeah. Yeah, me and a bunch of little kids. So, like, me... with the creepy beard.
Yeah.
And, like really hands on with kids.
Oh, good.
Sometimes you'd have to, this is kind of weird. You'd have to like lay under the table and like tickle the kids' feet, to like get them to perform a little bit better. Yeah. The director's like, John, get in there. Just get in there and tickle the kids' feet, get them all amped up. Because if you think a 12-hour day is long for an adult,
right?
It's terribly long for a 6-year-old kid who's been playing with Play-Doh all day.
And getting there. Feet tickled
it's
creepy
awful.
Bearded
man. There's so many creepy pictures of me just like around children where I probably shouldn't be.
Yeah, that's
just based on my looks, really.
Oh yeah, that's good.
no real intentions there.
So, I mean, what was the scene out there?
Comedy-wise?
Yeah.
You know, I can't say that I was as motivated as I am now when I was out there.
Okay.
And I think I'm partially to blame, and so was the scene.
Okay.
But, like, very slow. You know, there's no nights with two mics or anything.
Right.
A lot of the shows are...
Do they have a comedy club at all?
Yeah, there's a comedy connection. It's in East Providence, which is, like, just over the Providence River from Providence. It's not far at all from there.
Okay.
They have decent acts come through. Like, I saw... I've seen Chelsea Peretti there. I saw Brody Stevens there. Tracy Morgan was there last year. So they have some decent acts that go through there. I can't say that I'm too big of the fans of the owners there, and neither are they of my style of comedy. They would have, like, a Sunday showcase that we would do. And by we, I mean open micers, you know, kind of newer guys. And usually they would book stuff from that. I never got booked. But that's not to say I'm not trying to dog them out. I think it's a lot. Not the same determination that I have now in San Diego.
Okay. I mean, how long have you been doing it?
3 years.
Okay.
Yeah, but I wouldn't, like, now I go up as often as I can.
Right.
Like, you know, 4 or 5 nights a week I'm out there. In Rhode Island, I wouldn't go up every week.
Meaning, like,
some weeks I just wouldn't go up at all, like, as for open mics.
Was there an opportunity to go up almost every night? Or
Every night, no, definitely not an opportunity. There was one Wednesday show that was in North Attleboro, which is in, like, southern Massachusetts, so not too far from Providence where I lived. And then there was one monthly open mic in Providence that's really good. It was at this place called The Salon.
Okay.
It was fantastic. Like, I would try to go every month, but, you know, that was, like, the best mic.
Okay.
There was no open mic at the comedy club, the Comedy Connection. It was like a booked showcase sort of thing.
Yeah, they had, we had a comedy, because I'm from Maine,
right,
and we had a Comedy Connection up there, and they wouldn't, because there's like, I wanted to do comedy since I was 14.
Right.
And there's videos of me in my living room telling jokes and that's sending a VHS tape.
To the Comedy Connection?
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
But they didn't put me on. She was like, oh, you're not ready.
Would they have, when you were 14, you weren't ready?
Yeah.
Who would they have, like, through there? Like, they have good acts?
Well, I mean, have you heard of Bob Marley?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's the biggest thing in Maine.
Right.
So everyone else is just second tier. Like,
would, like, Tony V and stuff, like those guys?
Yeah,
and guys
basically.
Come up there?
Because I don't think the Comedy Connection in Boston is open anymore.
I don't think so either.
I think that one's closed, too.
Yeah, actually, the guys from the Comedy Connection in Rhode Island own one, and it's like Nick's Comedy Stop or one of those.
Okay.
Yeah, they just bought it.
Yeah, I was supposed to do the Comedy Connection in Maine, like, 2 years ago, but they ended up closing, like, a week before.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, because they had, like, bugs or something, like rat issues or something.
How long did you do comedy in Maine before you?
I did it one time.
Oh, just one time?
Yeah, at the Comedy Connection. It was like a competition, though.
Oh, okay.
Because they had, like, a yearly Maine's Funniest Person.
First time I did comedy was at a comedy competition.
Yeah, I did it when I was 22. I did it once. I didn't do it again for 3 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I planned out this whole set, and then the crowd was different than I expected, so I completely changed up my whole material, and it didn't go well.
No. No,
I mean, I got some laughs, but
it's your first time doing comedy.
Yeah, but I didn't advance. So
I did advance.
Oh, did you?
I brought a lot of people, though, which helped.
I didn't bring anyone.
I was like, hey guys, I'm 20 years old or 22. Yeah, I was probably 22.
Okay.
Yeah. And I was like, it was Catch a Rising Star at Twin River Casino, which is like a really small slots casino in Lincoln, Rhode Island.
Okay.
Which is like middle of the woods. Like they used to have Greyhound tracks there all the time.
Okay.
They turn it into mostly a slots casino. I think they might have table games now, but that's like a new thing in Rhode Island, table games.
So gambling's legal in Rhode Island then?
Yeah, it is. Yep. A lot of Keno.
A lot of Keno.
Sure. Yeah.
So what did you remember what you talked about?
Probably like a lot of religion. Yeah, I grew up Catholic and now I'm not so Catholic anymore.
Okay.
So like a lot of like just like really angsty. I like to compare my first set to like trying to be like Lewis Black almost.
All
just
right.
Like
you did
not
a lot
my
of yelling?
Style at all anymore. Yeah, really aggressive. Like I feel all like right. I was trying to tell the crowd what's up, you know? Like,
at 22.
Yeah, at 22. I had so much wisdom.
How much time did you do?
7 minutes.
Oh wow. That's quite a bit for your first time.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think that's what I did. And then the second time I think I did like 10 minutes or something.
Yeah, that was the second round was 10 minutes and oh boy did I bomb.
Did people not come back?
People didn't come back.
Okay.
Like, you know, I probably brought like 8 to 10 people the first round, which was definitely the way that I made it to the second round, but like two of those people came to the second round.
Okay. Different and material or
some different material, but I didn't have much and I just like I was on the highest of highs winning that first round, like moving on, you know, and second round, oof, it was bad.
Didn't go well?
No, I probably didn't do comedy for a few months after that.
Oh, just a few months.
Yeah,
I took 3 years off. I was just too ashamed to do it again.
Yeah.
So you came out here in June, you said?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yep.
Started driving west June 1st.
Okay. How long did you guys space out the trip?
It took me 4 days. Me and my brother drove out here because my girlfriend, her name's Jocelyn, she had to finish her job.
Okay.
So she was working in Rhode Island still. So she finished her job like halfway through June and just flew out here.
Okay.
So, yeah, I drove with my brother and my dog.
All right.
Yeah. So we stopped at the Grand Canyon. That's about it.
How much stuff did you bring?
We actually shipped our stuff out, like, okay, in a shipping container.
All right.
And so we just drove a car out here, you know, full with, like, essentials that we would need. And,
all right.
Pretty much, you know, like, shipped, like, tables and chairs and a couch and
right.
TV and
where
stuff.
Where did you stop at?
We spent one night in Moriarty, New Mexico. We did a lot of, like, sleeping while
so
the other person was driving.
So you drove from Rhode Island to New Mexico in one day?
Basically. We might have slept, like, a few hours at, like, a Walmart or, like, a rest stop or something. But,
right,
like, we didn't get any lodging until New Mexico.
All right.
Yeah. And then from there, we stopped at the Grand Canyon. And then we just straight shot from the Grand Canyon to San Diego.
So, yeah, pretty quick.
Yeah, pretty quick.
Was that
4 days.
How long did you plan on, like...
I wanted to do it in the shortest amount of time possible. Because I didn't want to be driving in the car with my dog for that long. And I also don't get along with my brother that well.
So why would you decide to drive cross-country with him?
Well, I had a friend of mine who wanted to drive cross-country with me. Like, he said he was gung-ho and ready to do it. And he had no intentions to do it. I had a few people who were like, yeah, man, I'll drive out there with you.
Right.
And I really needed someone to help me move the stuff out of the pod, the shipping container, and
okay,
into the apartment. I know no one out. I knew no one out here.
Right.
You know, like... I know one guy that I went to college with who lives here. He lives in Encinitas.
Okay.
And he kind of helped me, like, find the apartment because that wasn't the easiest thing. So,
well,
I didn't want it.
Yeah. Well, we got more coming back with John Stenning. You're listening to WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in internet talk. Be back in 3 minutes. Bye.
Talk, talk to me. WSRadio.com.
Welcome to Comics Talk Comedy with your hosts, Jeffrey Bilodeau and Jesse Egan.
All right, we are back, the second segment. So you said you live in South Park now?
Yeah, South Park.
So how did you decide on that when you didn't really know anyone or any of the area, really?
Go back to Reddit again. I like Reddit a lot, I guess, which will tell you about my personality, maybe.
All right.
So I just was looking... like people who have
when
also
you were still
moved,
in Rhode Island?
When I was still in Rhode Island.
Okay.
Looking at places. I didn't really know, like, what... part of San Diego to move to. We knew that we wanted to move to San Diego. Like, we stressed a couple of different options, like maybe Boston, but I was like, I wanted a big change.
Right.
So I'd been here a few times for work and stuff, but I didn't really know the area that well.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody that I found online, they made like a labeled Google Maps of all the different neighborhoods and areas like within San Diego County. And they basically just described them in like one or two sentences, like whether it was like rich or heroin or, you know, Jesus and heroin or whatever, you know, or hip. You know,
okay.
So like, I think I was
which
like,
area was Jesus and heroin?
Like out east.
Okay.
Yeah. Somewhere like maybe
Santee?
Like past Santee or something.
Okay.
Yeah. 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 It was funny. It was like one area was Jesus. The next area was heroin. And then the last one was like Jesus and heroin. Like,
okay.
It's a perfect mix way out here in the desert.
That
yeah. Yeah.
Combines both your enjoyments.
Yeah. So I whittled it down to a few things. I wasn't really sure. It was like maybe South Park, maybe North Park, maybe Golden Hill, but all that area.
Okay.
Basically. And so, yeah, we just, a friend of mine went and looked at the place, and then I got like a video tour from the tenant who was living there at the time. She like sent me a video of the whole apartment. And
you guys got a 2-bedroom?
Yeah, it's 2-bedroom with a little private patio out back. And
okay.
It's a duplex, so it's just us and like another couple back there.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you guys pay for rent?
We pay $1,400 a month. It's a little pricey.
Yeah, the rents have gone up a lot.
Rents have gone up. We were paying like $925 for a 3-bedroom in Providence.
Okay.
But quality of life there sucks, man.
Well, yeah.
Like,
there's not much to do.
I like Providence a lot as a city, and I miss my friends and stuff, but
right.
Shit, San Diego rules.
Yeah, it really went up, and I think it's going to keep going up now that they raised the minimum wage.
Right, right.
Because my last place that I lived in, when we moved in almost 2.5 years ago, it was $900.
Okay.
And then I just recently moved up, and it was
$1,200. Oh, wow.
Yeah. So in... It was, they gradually raised the rent,
right.
But then 1 month they raised it $130 a month.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's unexpected.
Yeah. So I moved out of there.
Yeah. So what is that? Is that like a month-to-month basis you were working with? Or?
Well, yeah. We had a year lease, but then
after that, you went month-to-month.
Yeah. So they basically could
do whatever.
Yeah. But this place was, it should be condemned.
Where was this?
It was in Normal Heights.
Oh, okay. All
right. Yeah. It was Cockroach Central.
Yeah. And that's bad news.
Yeah.
A lot of cockroaches around here.
Yeah, but I've like never seen anything.
I
like
see them outside Till 2 a lot. That's basically it. I always see them outside. Well, sometimes inside Till 2.
Yeah. Well, that's typical Till 2. But yeah, well. No, like my building, like there was people across the way that like got sprayed for cockroaches.
Gotcha.
But they still came back because it was just in the building.
Yeah, they're everywhere. Yeah. It's like the perfect climate for them.
And it's been hot. Like this was the hottest summer since I've been out here.
Right.
So was that an adjustment for you?
That was a big adjustment. Yeah. Just like staying hotter for longer. Cause it gets hot in New England, you know, like
it gets more humid.
It gets very humid. Yeah. Which was nice not having that here.
Yeah.
But like being 90 degrees in late August, early September, even into October, I was like, all right, enough of this.
Yeah. It really changed quickly though. Although it's pretty warm today.
It is warmer today.
But the last few, like in like 2 weeks, it dropped like 30 degrees.
Yeah. It gets chilly at night. Like standing outside at night.
Yeah. So your first time was the competition?
Yeah, Catch a Rising Star competition.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you said your second time here was at ACC?
My second time here, yeah, was at ACC.
And then you said you met Jimmy and Jeffrey? Or?
Yeah, I think I reached out to Mike Ula beforehand. I found somewhere that he was running that mic.
Reddit?
Maybe. Might have been Facebook. I'm not really sure.
Okay.
It's one or the other. And those are my two go-tos.
All right.
For communities, I guess, you know, because I'm not good at making friends outside. So internet friends.
It's tough to make friends.
Yeah. So yeah, I was at ACC. I reached out to Mike and he was nice enough. Like, yeah, you know, he told me the rules about how it's a lottery and everything. He's like, but I'll get you up, you know, since it's your first time.
Right.
So I went up. Yeah. And, Callaway came up to me. Jimmy Callaway came up to me after the show and he's like, hey man, I like your stuff. You know, where are you from? What's your deal? And then we went to Lestat's after. There was like a show at Lestat's. It was like a monthly comedy show there.
Well, they have a show every Tuesday.
Oh, is it every Tuesday?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So it was just one of the Tuesdays. I think Beth Stelling was there.
I don't know who that is.
I didn't know who she was either.
Okay. Yeah. Was it good?
She's from L.A. Yeah, she's good.
All right. Yeah. They mostly book L.A. people there.
Right. Why? Why don't they support this shit?
My
quality?
Thinking? No. It's more trading favors.
Oh, okay.
Which the bookers claim that that's not why they do that.
Gotcha.
But occasionally they were nice enough to let me. I recorded a CD there.
Oh, that's cool.
Last summer.
Yeah.
But it was hot shit.
It was really hot the night I was there, too. And we were actually, it was packed. So we were standing at the door.
Yeah.
And we were even, like, hot at the door. So I can only imagine what it was like inside there.
Yeah, I did 45 minutes. And when I got off, I was sweating. And I don't normally sweat on stage, but I was drenched.
Yeah, it's awful.
It wasn't the best idea for comedy. But
so how'd the CD go?
I didn't release it, but I don't really have a reason to. Like, we went on a little mini tour last year or this year. And we sold a couple.
Yeah.
But it's tough when you're doing 8 to 10 minutes to hang out after and be like, hey, I'm selling this CD, you know?
Just like, oh, buddy.
But, I mean, the way I looked at it, it was more like a graduation thing. Because I had been doing comedy for 4 years. I was like, well, this is what I've compiled for 4 years.
Right.
This is what it is.
Did you get rid of all that stuff? Or you know, that's like the hip thing to do now in comedy. Like record a CD and get rid of all that material because
Well, nobody listens to it. So,
I guess you're right. If you've only sold three or four.
Yeah. I mean, I do a lot of different material a lot. So I wouldn't say I've gotten rid of it, but I never do the same stuff ever.
Gotcha.
You know, I don't have like, this is my set and, you know, this is his closer. And I don't really have that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Just because mostly I'm just doing 8 to 10 minutes, you know?
Right.
So that's why, like, when we went on the road, it was just weird to do 20 to 30 minutes.
Right. Because you have that amount of time, you just never do it all at once.
Right. So that makes it's a little bit more difficult.
Yeah.
Like, what's the longest you've done?
I'd say 15, maybe 20.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that was here, or was that back?
That was in Providence. It's a cool place called, it's called AS220. It's like a hipster bar where they have like an art gallery, and once a month there's a show there.
Okay.
That was like my favorite show to do there.
Did you get any paid gigs out there?
Yeah, that was a paid gig.
Okay.
I did a couple shows at Comics at Foxwoods.
Okay.
So, you know, the Comics like chain club. There's one inside Foxwoods, which is like a huge casino in Connecticut.
Yeah.
I did.
What does that pay?
That paid like $50
for
like 10 minutes.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. And the other show where I did like 15 to 20, that was just based on door sales. So
okay.
It was always different, but it would be like $30.
That's not bad.
That's not bad. No.
Yeah. Have you got any paid gigs since you've been out here?
No. Nope. No, I think I've only booked like a handful of shows.
What's a typical week for you?
What do you mean?
As far as shows. What do you try to go up at?
Oh, I try to go up as many open mics as I can.
Okay.
I've never been to Salty Frog and never been to Comedy Palace. But other than those.
Why haven't you been to the Comedy Palace?
I don't know. I have no idea.
You like to take Mondays off?
Yeah, I like to take Mondays off.
Okay.
No, I've just never been. A couple times I tried to sign up on the list, but I was way too late, so it was like number 40 or something.
Okay.
And I've still haven't signed up for it like a week in advance, like everyone tells me I should.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't go there. And I usually work on Fridays, which is why I don't go to Winston's that often.
Okay. Is that your freelance thing?
Yeah. Yeah, I do a lot of like college and high school football, which happens on Friday nights a lot. Well, I guess more high school football happens on Friday nights.
Okay.
But I do like this kind of like Sports Center type of show for West Coast football, high school football, which is every Friday night.
That's pretty fun. Where did you get that?
It's not bad. I think I found it on Craigslist, just applied to it. Like most of my jobs I find like either on like industry websites, there's a few of them that will like post freelance jobs, or just Craigslist. You know?
All right.
Just like blind emailing people, like 10 to 15 people a day, you know, and you're lucky if you get.
So you're on air?
Huh?
Are you on air or are you just filming?
Oh, no, just filming, behind the scenes stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And
any interest of being on air?
Yeah, I would like to. They never asked me to do anything like that. I mean, they know that I do comedy. I don't really have the face for on air, I don't think, unfortunately. The guys who do it are, like, super good-looking Southern California guys.
Would you shave the beard?
No.
No.
No. Not to do this, not to do that shitty show. No way.
Okay.
If SportsCenter was like, hey, man, we know you have a sports background, and we want you. I was like, okay, yeah, I'll shave my beard.
But just for SportsCenter?
Just SportsCenter. Yeah, nothing, anything less than that. Not with Fox Sports Network, no thanks.
No. What about NESN?
NESN, yeah, I would.
Okay.
Definitely.
That's just East Coast, right?
Yeah, but I'm such a loyal NESN guy.
I
love Boston sports.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're a Celtics and Patriots fan and all that?
Yeah, Red Sox are my number one.
Okay.
I'd say probably Patriots after that, then Celtics, Bruins.
All right.
Yeah.
Did you play sports growing up?
Yeah, I played basketball, soccer, and baseball. I played baseball for the longest amount of time. Never any good. Sucked at sports.
Yeah.
Super uncoordinated.
I was pretty good at basketball, but baseball I was awful.
I have a decent jump shot, but like I can't run for shit.
No.
No, not athletic.
Do you play at all now?
I'll play now, yeah.
Okay, just for fun?
Yeah, just for fun, just hanging out.
All right. Yeah. So your girlfriend's liking it out here?
Yeah, she loves it.
Did she have a choice of where to move, or was it more your idea of where?
I think it was more my idea. She had never been here before.
Okay.
So I told her a lot about it the few times that I worked out here and stuff, and she was more into it than the other places that we thought about moving to. So.
Okay.
Yeah. She's easygoing.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. That's important.
Yeah.
What? 6 years? When are you gonna?
Never, man. No, I mean, I don't know. Not anytime soon. I have no, my head is not on my shoulders well at all. Like.
Is she okay with that?
Yeah, she's totally cool with it. She tells me she is.
Right.
You know, because we have a lot of friends who are getting married now. Like we just.
How old are you?
26? 26.
26.
We're both 26.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm like a few months older than her. We went to high school together, but we weren't dating then.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you go to college?
Yeah, I went to college. I went to Rhode Island College first, which I dropped out and did shitty. And then I went to New England Institute of Technology, which is just like a tech school. And that's when I did video and radio stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
So did you do video and radio before you went to college?
Before? Yeah, yeah. Well, I was more of a theater kid in high school. So
okay.
I did a lot of theater.
Acting or?
Yeah, yeah, acting.
Okay.
Like stupid, you know, just like regular. We would do like one competition every year and one non-competition. So like two plays every year in high school.
Comedic or dramatic?
No, more dramatic, I'd say. Yeah, right. Not really comedic.
Well, we got to go to a break.
All right.
We got more John Stenning coming up. You're listening to WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in internet talk. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Bye.
Talk to me. WSRadio.com.
Welcome to Comics Talk Comedy with your hosts, Jeffrey Bilodeau and Jesse Egan.
All right, we are back. Third segment. Still no Jesse, but John is in studio.
Hello.
So what's your typical writing process?
I tell mostly one-liners. And so I guess things just come to me, basically.
Okay.
And I'll just write something down, and I'll try to elaborate on it more. I like to try to sit down and write jokes, but I'm not very good at writing long form at all. So to me, it's mostly like ideas will pop into my head, and I'll work on something, and it'll be I think my longest joke is a minute long, and there's only a few of those. Most of them are like 10 to 15 seconds. So it's just like...
And you've always written that? You've always told one-liners?
Now, when I first started, I think it was more like I said earlier, like really riffy, really angsty, like, listen to what I have to say about these bad things in life. And it's just...
Did you get traumatized from that first few times, and then you decided to go with one-liners, or that's just what you kind of think is funny now?
I've always thought one-liners were funny. Like, I think the first stand-up I ever saw was probably, like, Mitch Hedberg and Stephen Wright. So I've always, like, those guys, those are my guys, those two. So I've just always liked one-liners. Really.
Okay.
I just think something funny to me about, like, really quick and having, like, having to make people think, which sometimes bites me in the ass.
Okay. Like, meaning?
Like, if, I've had one lady, not to toot my own horn, which is a stupid saying, but I had one lady one time, and she stopped me mid-joke. She was sitting in the front row of this place, and she was like, your jokes are too smart for me. So, like, I'm on the next joke when people are thinking about the last joke sort of thing sometimes.
How is that tooting your own horn?
Because I'm saying that I'm smart, you know? It's kind of like a humble brag.
Okay.
You know? Like,
not funny, but smart.
Smart, yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I highly value intelligence.
Right. You know? I mean, who are some of your favorite comedians now?
Right now, Roy Scoville. I like John Doerr a lot. Maria Bamford, TJ Miller.
Okay.
Yeah, stuff like that.
So kind of absurd?
Yeah, I'm more into the alt comedy scene.
All right.
Yeah, I like Galifianakis a lot. He hasn't done anything in a little while. But,
yeah. Yeah. What about Jim Gaffigan?
I like Jim, I don't know.
Not a Jim Gaffigan fan.
I don't like all the talking about, he's always just like the same, he's always talking about the same stuff, I think. I don't
know.
Yeah. He talks about his kids and his wife a lot. I'm not about that, really.
Yeah. I used to be a big Seinfeld fan.
But, I love Seinfeld.
But his newer stuff, not as much.
No. I really like Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, which I've been binge-watching lately, actually.
Yeah. I watched the first one, but I haven't... The
Larry David one?
No, with... I mean, the new season.
Oh,
I watched
Kevin
Hart one, but I haven't watched Bill Burr or Amy Schumer.
Yeah, I haven't watched those either. But I watched the Kevin Hart one. I don't care for Kevin Hart that much, so...
No, I wouldn't think you would.
No. But, I mean... Some of the episodes I don't really care for the guys. I like a lot of those Comedians in Cars, you know. I'm not a big Leno guy, and I really liked that episode. That was funny.
That was the new season, or is that?
I think that was, a couple seasons ago.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe season two.
Yeah, Leno is he's interesting. I read his book.
Oh, okay.
He's a very determined, driven man.
Yeah, that's what they talk about a little bit in the podcast. Like,
yeah, because he hasn't spent a cent from the money he made from The Tonight Show.
He hasn't spent a cent of it?
No.
That's insane.
Yeah. Anything he spent is just from his stand-up.
Wow.
Yeah.
All the cars and stuff?
All from stand-up.
So he's got so much money in the bank?
He's doing well.
Yeah. No one can freaking Leno.
Are you more a Letterman guy?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you watch the late-night shows at all?
I'll watch clips of Letterman and Conan. That's about it. I don't have cable. I have internet, but no cable.
Yeah, I don't have cable either.
Yeah, so.
I don't think most people have cable.
They shouldn't.
There's no reason to,
There's
really.
No reason.
Yeah.
So do you download stuff, or you're a downloader?
I go to Reddit for the most part.
Yeah, you're a Reddit guy?
And they tell
cool. I've heard a lot about Reddit. Yeah.
No, mostly just Netflix. And occasionally I'll watch something on Conan if there's somebody I know.
Right.
You know, there's people that I've had at Winston's that have done Conan and stuff like that. So I'll try to support
just
them.
Just like watch the stand-up or whatever. Yeah, that's basically what I do.
Yeah. I don't like a lot of TV. It just seems like it's a lot of canned laughter.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. There's definitely an applause sign even at Conan.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Do you watch Netflix?
Yeah.
You ever seen the Trailer Park Boys?
Love it, every episode.
Oh, you've seen it?
Yeah.
You see the new Christmas special?
I did. I just watched it the other night.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
It's good. A lot of people aren't...
I love Trailer Park Boys.
Aren't hip
I
to the trip.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
What are some of your favorite shows?
Community.
Okay.
Seinfeld. Curb.
You think Curb or Seinfeld?
Right now, I'd say Curb.
All right.
Yeah, been watching a lot of Curb lately.
Curb's one of the few shows. That and do you watch Practical Jokers?
Yes, I do. My dad loves that show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Curb and Practical Jokers are the two shows that will make me LOL a lot.
Impractical Jokers, I thought I would hate. I generally hate true TV, and I'm like, Dad, this isn't funny. This is when I was living, like, back in Rhode Island.
Yeah.
I'd visit my parents, and he's always watching true TV, like, no matter what it is.
Well, I don't like the other crappy show.
No,
but that
me
one...
either. But that show is funny. And I don't know why it is, because they're just like four idiots.
Yeah.
But it is. It's funny. Yeah.
They weren't like on a tour from that show.
Really?
They came to San Diego.
What do they do? They tell jokes?
I think they're mostly stand-ups or, oh, okay. or maybe do sketches or something gotcha. Like that. But, yeah, that show just makes me laugh.
It's
just hilarious. Because they're doping themselves.
Oh, right.
You know, they're not, like, making other people look like jackasses.
Yeah,
they're the ones that are making themselves.
Yeah, totally. They're just throwing themselves under the bus left and right. It's awesome.
What would be, like, a dream job for you?
Like writing for a sitcom.
That's what you'd like to
do? Yeah, definitely.
Which sitcoms would you like to write for?
Like, currently?
Yeah.
Community would be my...
That show's still on?
It was canceled once again, and now it's picked back up for the sixth season on Yahoo Screen. I think that's what it's called. So it's like Yahoo's answer to Hulu and online streaming. It's going to premiere... The sixth season is going to premiere there, yeah.
Okay.
They've been canceled three times now, I think. I love Dan Harmon. I love anything he does. He's a creator and, like, head writer of that show.
What else has he done? I
don't know. He does Rick and Morty now.
Don't know that one.
He wrote, he wrote a really good blog for a long time that was compiled into a book. It's called You'll Be Perfect When You're Dead.
Okay.
It's probably my favorite. It's a great read, great comedic read.
Do you read a lot of books?
I try to. Not as much as I do, like, listen to podcasts or watch Netflix.
Which podcast do you like?
Comedy Bang Bang, I'd say, is my favorite.
Scott
Aukerman.
Okay.
I really like WTF, Mark Maron. Who Charted, I think is funny. I really like Howard Kramer.
Who does that one?
Howard Kramer and Kulap Vlaysak. So, Kulap's just an actress.
Sounds ethnic.
Yeah, she is. She's from Laos.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, she's actually the guy I mentioned earlier, Scott Aukerman's wife. He's got his own podcasting network called Earwolf.
Okay.
And I'll basically listen to anything on Earwolf. It's like Scarborough Country's on there. Jimmy Pardo.
Nerdist as well?
I like Nerdist. I kind of don't care for Chris Hardwick that much.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
I listen to a lot of the Making It.
That's a good one.
With Ricky Lindholm?
Yep, Ricky Lindholm.
Yeah, yeah, I liked a lot of those ones.
I like Risk a lot with Kevin Allison from The State.
Don't know that one.
Yeah, that's really good. Just like talks about like risky situations in your life.
Listen to You Made It Weird?
Yeah, yep.
You like that one?
I liked it a lot before Pete Holmes had his show. Then when he had his own TV show, I didn't like it. But now I think he's miserable enough that it's funny again. Yeah, He Made It Weird.
So he was happy when he had
it? He was too happy, I think, when he had that show. And I didn't like the podcast. I didn't really care for his show that much either.
You're not much for happiness?
No. Comedy is misery, man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you miserable?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I'm absolutely miserable. I have a great life, and I'm constantly complaining about whatever I can.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
Yeah.
I think that's... Because I've talked about it before on the podcast as far as like, because comics always want the next level.
Yeah.
You know, you're never,
satisfied.
Yeah. Where are you at? You know?
Yeah.
Because like, I want to be where, you know, Pete Holmes is at. Pete Holmes wants to be where Seinfeld's at.
Right.
Seinfeld wants to be, well, I guess not. He doesn't want to be where Cosby is now, but.
No. But I'm sure he wants to be a legend.
Yeah. Right. So it's just, that's a sad part of comedy, you know?
Yeah. It's unbelievable. I mean, it's like. I mean, I'm sure everyone's talked about it, but Robin Williams, you know?
Yeah.
Made so many people laugh, and then he took his own life.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, he wasn't happy deep down.
No.
But in the break, you were talking about you went on a cross-country tour?
Yeah. Second time I ever came to San Diego was to promote the TV show Terra Nova, which was on Fox. It was basically a mix of Avatar and Jurassic Park.
Okay.
It was like, present day, futuristic Earth has gone to total crap.
You were a part of the show?
No, not at all. I was driving around in an RV that was retrofitted with a green screen in the back, like a green screen studio, which we would shoot people on and then insert them into clips from the show and then like upload it to Facebook so they could share to promote. And we had an oxygen bar in like the middle half of the RV.
Pretty sweet RV. What happened
to that?
It
was pretty sweet. It was a shit RV. If you want to talk about the worst RV I've ever driven in, it was like a 1992 Ford Bounder. It looked really nice because
right.
They had made it look really nice inside and they wrapped it on the outside with everything. But there was probably one third of this tour, which lasted 3 months, that I was I had to climb underneath the RV and manually pull the drive shaft into park and into drive because the shifter wasn't working inside.
Okay.
Yeah. So every time we had to stop and get gas and make like a 6-point turn into some gas station, because it was like a 30-foot RV, be crawling underneath it and manually. Yeah, and it lurches, you know, going from park into drive into reverse. And so, yeah, that was fun.
So they spent a shitload of money of making it
look nice
but
yeah.
Not didn't care about how it drove?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Yeah, it was an experience for sure. It was a great time. I had a great time.
So it was you and other comics?
No, it was me and one guy that I went to school with. One guy that I worked with as a freelancer a lot back in Rhode Island, and then like a tour manager who we didn't know before we started.
Okay, so it wasn't, you weren't doing comedy then?
No, no, no comedy at all. I was editing the videos. Okay. So we would stop at like museums, or we started at Comic-Con, you know, and be like, people come on and we'd shoot them for like 3 minutes, you know, shoot their video.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was just on green screen. So I would cut them out and put them in the land of Terra Nova, and they would get eaten by a dinosaur.
Okay. Every time?
Every single time. Yep.
But people were excited to get eaten.
People loved it. Yeah.
People love dinosaurs.
Yeah. It's a terrible show.
Would you do that again?
For more money? Yes.
Okay. What was the pay? Did you just get
the
one
pay was
stipend?
Like, yeah, it was like $6,000, and they were like, we're going to give you this plus per diem. And then they never gave us per diem. Like, they were like, no, the per diem's included in the $6,000. So like, it turned out
did
all
you sign
the
a contract?
Maybe. I don't remember. Like I said, I don't have a good head on my shoulders whatsoever.
Right.
Yeah, I just like that. Just let things roll however they happen. It doesn't really bother me either way, but I'll complain about it.
Yeah, so after the fact, where you don't get your money.
Without a doubt.
So you didn't get per diem.
No, we didn't get
so
any money.
So did you lose money?
I don't know. No, the experience was worth it.
All right, we're going to go to WSRadio.com and we're going to talk back. Talk to me. WSRadio.com.
Welcome to Comics Talk Comedy with your hosts, Jeffrey Bilodeau and Jesse Egan.
All right. It is the final segment. So, John, what's do you have a five-year plan? Do you plan to stay in San Diego, or this goes back to the no head on your shoulders, no planning?
I don't really think I have a five-year plan. I probably will move somewhere within the next 5 years. Okay. Whether it be like, I really want to live in Chicago, but I hate how cold it gets.
Okay.
So what's Chicago.
What's the other plan then?
L.A.
Okay.
But I would need to be way more confident in my comedy. But it'd be a lot better for me for work, I think. Like that I'm doing. It'd be way better for me.
Would your girlfriend move up there?
Yeah, she would.
Okay.
Yeah.
She'd just follow you wherever you want to go?
I don't want to say that.
How would she think about Chicago?
She likes it. We've been there together before.
Okay.
She likes Chicago a lot.
All right.
I would like to live in New York a lot too, but it's just too expensive.
The city?
Yeah, New York City.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, it is, but it isn't. Like, I know some people, you just have to adjust your living situation.
Agreed. Yeah, I think it's too expensive.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure, like, I mean, San Diego is a lot more expensive than Rhode Island, and we're doing just fine, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, do you always have gigs, or is it kind of week to week, you don't know what you're going to be doing?
It depends. Sometimes I will book things, like, a month in advance, and sometimes it's, like, the day before.
Okay.
So, it's always different. Like, right now, I have a couple other things lined up, nothing this week, because I'm going to Arizona for Thanksgiving. But
what's in Arizona?
Friends of mine.
Okay.
Just invited us out there. Saw them at the wedding I was talking to you about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
They flew to Rhode Island, too. Just a buddy of mine went to high school with me and moved to Arizona, like, halfway through high school.
Will this be your first, like, holiday season away from your family?
Yes. Yes, it will.
Are you going home for Christmas?
No.
Okay.
Nope. No plans on that.
How does the family feel about this?
They're fine with it. My mom and dad are, like, they just bought a house in Florida, so they're going to go and, like, sign off on the house in January and then just come out here, I think, shortly afterwards.
Move out here or just visit?
No, just visit.
Have they ever been out here?
Yeah, my parents lived in San Diego for about 10 years. My dad was in the Marines for 6 years. So my mom lived here the whole time my dad was in the Marines, and they lived here for, I want to say, 2 to 4 years after that up in Oceanside.
What brought them to Rhode Island?
They grew up in Rhode Island.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so both my parents grew up in Rhode Island. They went to the same high school that I went to, which is where they met. And, like, my dad and my mom have been dating since my mom was, like, 15, or been together. They're not dating anymore. They're married.
Yeah, I was going to say, is your dad as uncommittal as you
just
are?
Just as bad as me. Yeah.
No. Have you ever thought about getting married?
Yeah, I've thought about it. I do not have the financial stability or the mental stability to get married right now.
Okay.
I also am really torn as, like, now that I live in San Diego, but 90% of the people I know and love live in Rhode Island, I don't know where I would get married.
Okay.
Because I don't want to go back there ever, really.
Right.
Like, I miss the people, but that's about it.
Right.
Like, I miss my family and my friends, but, like, I don't miss it there at all. Like,
yeah.
A lot of people love Providence, and, like, I love Boston. I love Providence, but.
How far is Providence from Boston?
An hour.
Okay.
Yeah. So just an hour.
It's like
not bad.
Up
right
to
up
LA
95.
Even less than LA.
Yeah, I would work a lot. Yeah, it's less than LA. I would work a lot, like maybe a little bit more than in between. And
how do you like the no tolls out here?
It's great.
Yeah.
It's great. I mean, the highways and the freeways are a little bit more intimidating around here, I think.
Meaning?
There's just more of them.
Right.
And a lot of they encourage you to get on on-ramps a lot quicker than they do in New England.
Well, one thing that I hate about here is that there's a lot of merging on and off at the same time.
At the same time.
Which is...
Yeah, once you're on, you got to get out of everyone's way.
Like, yeah.
I don't think... It's not like that in New England, I don't think.
It's but not like that in a lot of places.
Okay.
Yeah. It's pretty dangerous.
It's weird because you feel like they had, like, a lot of time to plan what they were doing here.
Right.
You know, that's why the roads are all in blocks like they aren't in New England. They're just like old farm roads and stuff.
Yeah.
But no, those – when you – I live in South Park. I have to get on the 94 to – I think it's 94 – to get onto the 15.
Right.
But, like, it's only like half an exit. I have to get all the way from the right to the left to get onto the 15.
Right.
And, boy, that is dangerous every single time. I did it today.
Yeah.
It's like – it's insane.
People aren't kind either.
No.
You got to be a very defensive driver out here.
Yeah, definitely.
Which I've noticed. Well, we're kind of coming up towards the end. What is the worst show you've ever done?
Worst show I ever did was at a place called the Whiskey Republic in Providence.
So you know right away.
Yeah, it was awful. It was, a booked show. I think I went on like second or third out of four or five guys. And I was doing so poorly. No one was paying attention. It's like a sports bar. So there was a hockey game on.
Nice.
Boston College was playing Boston University. So everyone was paying attention to that. I got up on stage and I said, "Hi guys, I'm John Stenning. I'm from the future. Boston College wins this game. So you can just turn it off and start paying attention." And they went, "Fuck you, boo." Like, and just, they
did they
awful.
Believe you?
They believed me, but they were not having it.
Did they end up winning?
I don't even remember. I ended up pretending to cry on stage. My set was going so poorly, like no one was listening.
How far into comedy were you when you did this?
Maybe a year and a half.
Okay.
You know, fairly, I was confident enough in myself to think that, like, me pretending to cry on stage was funny enough.
Okay.
So no one was like, I was bombing awfully. No one was paying attention to me.
Yeah.
I was having fun, but it was just going so poorly. And so I just, like, started to pretend to well up, and I, like, called the host back up on the stage, and I just sulked and walked off, and, so I had a lot of fun, but boy, that was awful.
That was the worst.
That was the worst show, I think. Yeah.
What's the worst so far in San Diego?
Second Wind. I don't know I did Second Wind one time.
Okay.
I did it with Bryant Faust.
All right.
And Cameron Frost was the host.
All right.
And Austin Train was also there. And I don't know, it didn't go over that poorly. Like, it was just a group of bikers who kind of liked my stuff enough, but it's just such a weird place. And it was like super open and they had eaten all the free pizza before, which is a big reason why I went.
They're
like, "Oh, there's free pizza." I'm like,
"So you didn't even get the pizza."
Didn't even get the pizza.
Ouch.
Yeah. But I haven't booked a lot of shows here. So
yeah. Are you asking to get on? Are you,
I guess I'm not
posting to Reddit to try to get on shows.
No, neither of those things. I haven't really asked anyone.
Yeah. What's the best show you've done?
Oh, and I opened for, the Miracle Joke Elixir, which was, headlined by John Doerr at ACC.
Okay.
Yeah. That was like the end of October.
All right.
Yeah.
Is that overall your favorite show you've done?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely. I really like John Doerr, so that was a treat for me.
And you got booked by Jimmy Wolpert?
Jimmy Calloway.
Calloway.
And Jeffrey Berner.
Yeah, okay.
It's their show, The Miracle Joke Elixir.
Forever in debt.
Yeah, now I am. Yeah, I think because I probably complained to Jimmy that I haven't gotten booked on any shows, so I think it was a bit of a sympathy booking, but I'm okay with that.
Yeah, you'll take
I'm
the sympathy.
I'm really okay with that.
That's
know?
Good.
Yeah.
So you talked about before, I think we started, that you've tried to do your own podcast.
Yeah, I've had two different podcasts. One was called The Comedy Nerds Network.
Is there anywhere we can find those?
Yeah, they can both be found. I have a website. It's just my name, johnstenning.com.
So
no,
my name dot John Stenning.
It's blogspot.geocache.feedburner.johnstenning.com.
Oh, that's gonna be easy to find.
But just there's no H's as long as you remember that. There's no H in John.
Okay.
Yeah, but no, johnstenning.com, and yeah, my podcasts are up there and like other stuff that I've done.
Okay.
I'm participating in a dogs with earrings series right now where I've taken photos of dogs with earrings.
Does your dog have an earring?
No, mine doesn't. I think that's cruel.
Okay, but yeah.
I hire dogs with earrings.
Some people naturally put earrings on their dogs?
This is a little secret between me and you, Jeff. I just Photoshop the earrings on the dogs.
Oh, my.
Just Photoshop.
You ruined it all.
Yeah, but it's just
for
between
all
me
the
and you.
Followers.
Just me and you.
Oh, we get millions of listeners to this.
I forgot we were recording.
Yeah, I guess I could edit it out if you'd like.
Nah, that's all right.
All right, we'll leave it in.
Yeah. Okay.
So are you on Twitter?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter. My handle is @JohnStenning, but, like, I hate myself. it's at John Stenning, you know, so it's like ATJONSTE.
Was there already a John Stenning?
Or yeah, there is.
Okay.
And I thought it'd be funny to put at the, it's always confusing when I tell everyone.
So it's at.
Yeah. Yep.
You got many followers?
I have like 300. It's not that many.
Okay. Do you tweet a lot?
Yeah, I love Twitter.
Okay.
I used to tweet a lot more than I do now, but.
Why'd you took a break?
Yeah. Yeah, I was addicted.
You were addicted to Twitter and Reddit.
Yeah.
We learned a lot about
John
Stenning.
Shows a lot about me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to regret this.
Where can we catch you next? Do you have any shows?
Yeah, I'll be doing Winston's on December 5th.
Oh, nice.
Yep. So check
that
out.
Who booked you on that?
You did, Jeff.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, so appreciate it, man.
No problem. It was all the complaining.
Great timing.
Yeah, Jimmy Calloway has been complaining to me that you don't get booked.
I don't get enough booked spots.
Yeah, so
oh,
I was
nice.
Like, wow. I mean,
thanks, Jimmy.
I don't want to hear him complain
thanks,
and go
Jeff.
Into
so
his,
got two
his
guys.
Lewis Black impression again.
Yeah, I'm just going to do so much Lewis Black.
Is that what you plan to do that day?
Yep.
Well, I look forward to it. December 5th, John Stenning. We got some other people on the show. Anything else in closing?
No, thank you very much for having me.
Oh, it was a good chat.
And appreciate it.
We get to know each other.
Yeah.
We go way back. All right.
Yep.
WSRadio.com, worldwide internet talk. Bye.
Bye.